It's the day after solstice. And although a wonderful excuse to have a celebration, what with it being the longest day of the summer, you're also at the top of the hill. And it's all downhill from here. The days gradually get shorter and shorter. I'm walking the dog on one of those long, meandering, have no idea where I'm going kind of walks. And I've just got to a point that I always turn around at. I always kind of stop here and know that if I head back now, it's about a 40-minute walk. Any longer and you're stretching into the hour and I haven't brought any supplies with me. Water for me or the dog, and the dog's already panting in her black coat. So I will turn back on this occasion, but I'm making a quiet pledge to myself that I'm going to come out on my own with a little backpack on and I'm going to continue from this point onwards. Into Cambridgeshire, towards Northamptonshire, and see where this road goes. See what's on the other side of it. I know there'll be water and woodland and nature, and I will probably walk into the night and set up camp somewhere before heading back the following day. Then at least, at the very least, I've made the absolute most of that little corner of summer. And it is wonderful, and I want to remember every day of it, because we're so easy to whinge with such changeable and crazy weather in the UK. It's so easy for us just to remember the kind of wetness and the not knowing how you can go out. Do I need my coat? Do I need a waterproof? Do I need my wellies? Do I need my... I like it. I like the seasons. I like having... When it's a little less crazy and the seasons are coming as they're expected, for me, it's a wonderful punctuation of time. Have a think about how many summers you've got left. What's the maximum amount of summers you might have left, and how many adventures are you going to stick into those summers? Or winters. You might be a winter person. I'm definitely happier being a bit cooler with my jackets in my pockets than I am sweating. Nearly said sweating my nads off, but you know what I mean. A couple of stunt planes up in the sky making the most of it. Poppies in a field. Pathways going off to me left and right into all kinds of crazy places. So much to explore. And I probably would explore a little bit more if it wasn't for the fact I'm in sandals. I'm actually in, if you want the brand name of my flip-flops. Yes, flip-flops can have a brand name. I'm wearing some Viva Barefoot flip-flops, and they've got an ankle strap. And weirdly, these are more comfortable when you're running in them than when you're walking in them, although my walking in the barefoot style, where you kind of land flat to front-footed more than rolling from heel to toe, because that's just kind of a jarring way of walking. You walk putting your weight on the balls of your feet more than anything else, and it really tones your calves, and actually you get used to it, and it feels natural. I haven't quite got to that stage, not in these shoes, in my other shoes I have, and I'm wondering how they would fare with a pack, or whether I'd have to probably go for the more sensible ankle supported crash your way through any undergrowth type of footwear, which will probably be the option I go for. Anyway, I digress from beautiful countryside and possibilities of extending my knowledge of a road less travelled to footwear. Hope you're enjoying your corner of the summer and getting out as much as possible. Couple of days time, few days time, on the 25th it's going to be the picnic at George Orwell's grave, every year for the last 7 years, and expecting a small group this year, not compared to last year was crazy with people coming from America and China and Portugal and Austria and all over the place. I've kind of played it down this year, knowing that a lot of people who normally come were going to be in other parts of the world, so all are welcome. But I think it's going to be quite an intimate affair, so lovely. There's a small adventure you could partake in, should you... Come here. No. Come on. Hey, this way. It's a very putrid-looking pond dried up in the summer heat that I don't want a dog swimming in. I'm actually walking on a path that I'm not too familiar with, but I know it's roughly bringing me back in the right direction, so I'm going to concentrate on that and bid you farewell wherever you are.